Eastern Kentucky is one of those places crying out for federal help. Devastating flooding 2 weeks ago has killed at least 38 people there. President Biden visited this week and pledged support. It was his second visit to the state as president. The last was in December after a deadly outbreak of tornadoes in the western part of the state. The White House says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has distributed more than $3 million to flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky so far. Let's go there. Joining us now is Gwen Christian, who owns Isom IGA, the only grocery store for miles in the small community of Isom, where about 1,000 people live. Her store was ruined in the flood, and her hopes for the future were nearly wiped out as well. Gwen, welcome to Here and Now, and I'm so sorry for what you're going through.
Thank you so very, very much.
Can you tell us what your store looked like after the storm hit?
Well, we went to our store about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we ran into a river of just muddy flood water, and it ended up being 6 foot deep inside of our store.
And everything inside was destroyed, right? All the groceries, your entire inventory, and condemned by the health department.
That's correct. We normally have about $275,000 worth of inventory, and the health department did arrive. And because of the floodwaters and all the bacteria and things that's in the mud, everything was quarantined and everything had to be dumped and thrown away.
Was any of it covered by insurance?
I only have $23,000 worth of coverage on that inventory.
You've worked at the Isom IGA since 1973. You and your husband Arthur bought the market in 1998. This was more than a place of employment, right? This was your life.
That's correct. Myself and Arthur and my son Simon work at the store, and we have 25 employees who are also working there. And the grocery store, our store, was not really just a store. It was a community meeting place. It's where friends meet friends. It's where people shop to get their groceries and also get to interact with their neighbors and just spend some time and enjoy them. And it's very devastating for our neighborhood because people have to drive now at least 15 miles to be able to purchase groceries.
As you say, it was a community center. It's also a major employer. And those folks are more than employees. They're like family, right? How are they doing?
They are doing okay. We are family. Most of my employees has been with me for at least 5 years plus. Have two or three of them who's been with me for 30 years, ever since we purchased the store in 1998. So, you know, they're surviving. They have signed up on their unemployment, and they are anxiously waiting to see if we can get our store reopened.
You've done a lot of work on this place just within the last couple of years, right? Solar panels, air conditioning, real modernization of the IGA, all that work now gone. It must be devastating to see it now. Can you describe what it looks like?
Well, it is a little bit devastating. We had done major remodeling back in 2015. We had went to glass doors. Everything was inside glass doors. And then from there, we went ahead and put a new rubberized roof on. And then, as you also mentioned in your question, we have put solar panels on to try to save on our energy cost. We just installed new fast lanes. They've been in the store for about 2 months. And so we've lost all of that equipment. But, you know, we are looking forward. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. We've been able to kind of catch our breath again. So we're looking forward to coming back and redoing the store and reopening our store.
It would take months, but you think you're going to rebuild?
Yes, ma'am. It will take months. It will take about 6 months. But yes, ma'am, if we do not rebuild, our community and our customers are going to have to be inconvenienced for a long, long time because, like I said, they're driving at least 15 miles before they can shop, and it's a hardship on them. on them. We live in a very small rural area, and everyone does not have transportation.
You know, the response in the aftermath of this terrible disaster has been remarkable. Can you describe how people have pitched in to help you, the kindness that you have felt from others?
Yes, ma'am. We've been a little bit overwhelmed of how much compassion that people have shown. And I have to really say that IGA Inc. out of Chicago and my warehouse, MDI, out of Hickory, North Carolina, has been great, great support units. But I also have to say that the community and people who we don't even know, who's had compassion and shown us love, has made donations to a GoFundMe account for us. So we've been able to actually hire a professional company to come in and clean our store and do it correctly so that we can be approved immediately by the health department. And we're just moving forward one day at a time.
That's remarkable. I did read the GoFundMe site, and a $20,000 cash gift to you, gift cards for your employees. It really was incredible to see what people have done for you, even strangers, as you say.
That's correct.
Letcher County in Kentucky is coal country, but there aren't many coal jobs left. The poverty rate is about 30%. How are folks dealing with the devastation that you've seen over the last couple of weeks on top of already very difficult lives?
Well, we are from in the Appalachian Mountains, and we're very strong people, have a lot of pride. We are a very high poverty area, but people have just said, this is my home. Most of us want to stay. And so they have just started to clean out their homes and move in with neighbors and friends and all that type of thing till they can kindly get themselves set up to go back into their own homes again.
This area has long been neglected. Are people getting the help they need now, Gwen? Are they relying more on each other?
We are actually relying on each other. It's for neighbors to help neighbors. We did get a visit from Senator Mitch McConnell. He has been in our community for the last 2 days, and he has been genuinely interested in what we need. So that we can get ourselves cleaned up and get back to a normal life. And we're looking forward and hoping that he will help us.
How long do you think it will take to get back to that normal life?
I think it's going to be long term. I think it's going to be probably 5 years. And I'm hoping that we do not go back to what we had, but that we come back better than what we were before.
So what do you want people to know about where you live, about what has happened to you, and what the future holds?
Well, what I'd like for people to know is we had no idea this was coming. It did come. We have accepted it. We have determined in our mind that we want to do better and be better than what we were before. And we do need your support. We need machinery. We need hands. We need equipment. We need all kinds of things to get back up to par. If they have it, we'd love for you to come in and help us. But know that we are determined, and we will be part of the labor pool, and we will work right along with anyone who comes to help us.
Gwen Christian is the owner of the Isom IGA grocery store in Isom, Kentucky. Gwen, thank you for sharing your story with us. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Don't forget about us. Come back and check on us in a few months and see where we are.
We will do it.